The fine art of common sense. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Strange and horrifying story out of Minnesota. If you missed it, let me fill in some of the blanks for you. This 24-year-old man, Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda, being held in the Hennepin County Jail on attempted murder charges. He threw a 5-year-old child from the third floor of Minnesota's Mall of America inside a fall of more than 40 feet. It's bizarre. The child survived the fall but is in terrible shape, critical condition. The suspect had an active warrant for his arrest in connection with assault cases from 2017. In 2015, he was convicted of misdemeanors stemming from two separate incidents at the same mall, leading to a ban that he was in violation of when he was there. Aranda was charged with damaging stores, throwing items off of a balcony, and resisting arrest in July of 2015. And what's strange about this is this. The child was 5 years old, a little boy, thrown from the third floor. It's been revealed in several publications. $350,000 or more on a GoFundMe page to help this child in his medical bills and so forth. But okay, so the suspect is black and the little boy is white, which I don't think has anything to do with this. I think the guy's a nutcase, and that's the bottom line on it. That what I'm pointing out is, if roles were reversed, if the victim were black and the suspect were white, this is all you'd be hearing about. This would be 24 hours wall to wall on CNN and MSNBC and elsewhere, because they'd turn it into a crime of race, a hate crime, or whatever. He was enjoying a day at the Mall of America with his mom and friends on Friday morning when a stranger grabbed him and threw him off the third floor balcony for no apparent reason. The family doesn't know him, completely clueless as to why the monster would target their family in this heinous act. That's from the GoFundMe account page. My wife and his mother have been best friends since they were 3 years old. They've grown up together, started their families together, and truly have a lifelong friendship for the ages. Their family always so generous to others. Please help us. How bizarre, right? He has a long history. But it's just sad that in America today, this case of an insane individual would be turned into something else if the races were reversed. And we would have to say, no, it's not a race crime, because everything's racial in America. If the criminal is white and the victim is black, it's all about race. And the fact of the matter is, people can just be bad people, regardless of race. Here's an idiot headline. I can't even begin to get my arms around this one. The New York City Council has passed a bill to block employers from drug testing job applicants. And Mayor Bill de Blasio is going to sign this thing. Yep, the New York City Council approved a bill last week that would block many, many employers from forcing job applicants to undergo marijuana drug testing. The New York City public advocate, Jumaine Williams, sponsored the legislation that passed Tuesday in a vote of 40-4. The legislation, the latest in a series of moves to ease marijuana restrictions in New York City. So as a business owner, you have no say on that anymore. There'll be none. No drug testing, doesn't matter. If they show up high to work, well, you can't fire them, and that's that. More and more control to government, less and less to the people that actually create jobs and so forth, but there you go. Jimmy Carter says that Donald Trump called him to discuss China. That revealed over the weekend. In Sunday school, President Carter said he got a call from Donald Trump last night. They talked about China. Carter said Trump is rightly concerned that China is getting ahead of us. This is from Emma Hurt, who works for NPR's affiliate in Atlanta. She continued on a second tweet. Carter said that's true. He suggested maybe it's because China hasn't been spending money on war like the U.S. They haven't been at war since we normalized diplomatic relations. He pointed out that of 242 years of existence, the USA has been at peace for only 16 of them. Carter also said it was his first call from Trump and was in response to a letter that he wrote to the current president. Jimmy Carter, of course, a Democrat in his 90s, signed historic accords with China in 1979 and has previously spoken out on repairing the U.S.-China relationship and preventing a modern Cold War. So apparently Donald Trump took that seriously and reached out to Jimmy Carter for some input. What do you make of that? What do you make of that? Let's see here. Oh, I missed this, and I wanted to say this when I was doing the New York de Blasio stories, because this is right down the same vein. New York Democrats blocking a bill that would have expanded college tuition for Gold Star families. They did that right after they approved $27 million in tuition for illegal immigrants. Yep, this is from Fox. New York Assembly Democrats voted 15-11 to block a bill that proposed expanding college tuition aid for children of deceased and disabled military veterans in the wake of approving a state budget that set aside $27 million in college tuition aid for illegal aliens. Yep, they blocked a bill that proposed expanding college tuition, gave $27 million to illegals. The Assembly's Higher Education Committee voting 15-11 to shelve the bill, effectively getting rid of it. The decision came after committee chair Deborah Glick, a Democrat from Manhattan, and Speaker Carl Heasty said $27 million from the state's budget would go towards supporting the Jose Peralta New York State Dream Act, which helps illegal aliens qualify for state aid in higher education. Glick said any expansion of college tuition to Gold Star families was not within the state's budget and pointed to an already existing program that provides $2.7 million to such kids. Assemblyman Glick said, Assemblywoman Glick should be ashamed of herself, so said State Senator Robert Ort of Niagara. We set aside $27 million for people that are here illegally. Apparently, $2.7 million is all that the families of soldiers who get killed get, and that's enough, and we need to move along. Crazy, isn't it? Absolutely crazy. All right, if you're ready to lose weight and feel great, it's time to go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. I did it. I was a skeptic. I did it anyway. I lost weight. That was more than a year ago. I feel great. You should do it too. Stop giving excuses and get started. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, here to help you. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. If you work the program and you don't cheat, it will work for you. It did for me, and I couldn't get anything to work. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. This is the Steve Gerber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.